17. An Orgota creation myth. The origins of this myth are prehistorical. It has been recorded in many forms. This very primitive version is from a pre-Yomish written text found in the Isempeth cave shrine of the Gobrin hinterlands. In the beginning, there was nothing but ice and the sun. Over many years, the sun shining melted a great crevice in the ice. In the sides of this crevice were great shapes of ice, and there was no bottom to it. Drops of water melted from the ice shapes in the sides of the chasm and fell down and down. One of the ice shapes said, "I bleed." Another of the ice shapes said, "I weep." A third one said, "I sweat." The ice shapes climbed up out of the abyss and stood on the plain of the ice. He that said, "I bleed," he reached up to the sun and pulled out handfuls of excrement from the bowels of the sun, and with that dung made the hills and valleys of the earth. He that said, "I weep," he breathed on the ice and melting it made the seas and the rivers. He that said, "I sweat," he gathered up soil and seawater, and with them made trees, plants, herbs, and grains of the field, animals, and men. The plants grew in the soil and the sea. The beasts ran on the land and swam in the sea, but the men did not wake. 39 of them there were. They slept on the ice and would not move. Then the three ice shapes stooped down and sat with their knees drawn up and let the sun melt them. As milk they melted, and the milk ran into the mouths of the sleepers, and the sleepers awoke. That milk is drunk by the children of men alone, and without it they will not wake to life. The first to wake up was Idun-Jurath. So tall was he that when he stood up his head split the sky, and snow fell down. He saw the others stirring and awakening, and was afraid of them when they moved. So he killed one after another with a blow of his fist. 36 of them he killed, but one of them, the next to last one, ran away. Haharath he was called. Far he ran over the plain of ice and over the lands of earth. Idun-Jurath ran behind him and caught up with him at last and smote him. Harharath died. Then Idun-Jurath returned to the birthplace of the Gobrin ice where the bodies of the others lay, but the last one was gone. He had escaped while Idun-Jurath pursued Harharath. Idun-Jurath built a house of the frozen bodies of his brothers, and waited there inside that house for that last one to come back. Each day one of the corpses would speak, saying, "Does he burn? Does he burn?" All the other corpses would say with frozen tongues, "No, no." Then Idun-Jurath entered Kemah as he slept, and moved and spoke aloud in dreams, and when he woke the corpses were all saying, "He burns, he burns." And the last brother, the youngest one, heard them saying that, and came into the house of bodies, and there coupled with Idun-Jurath. Of these two were the nations of men born, out of the flesh of Idun-Jurath, out of Idun-Jurath's womb. The name of the other, the younger brother, the father, his name is not known. Each of the children born to them had a piece of darkness that followed him about wherever he went by daylight. Idun-Jurath said, "Why are my sons followed thus by darkness?" His Kemmering said, "Because they were born in the house of flesh. Therefore death follows at their heels. They are in the middle of time. In the beginning there was the sun and the ice, and there was no shadow. In the end, when we are done, the sun will devour itself, and shadow will eat light, and there will be nothing left but the ice and the darkness."